Greetings. It is I, the Great One himself, Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com. I'm here with an anarchy moment. This is coming on the tail end of stating the obvious 155 and 156, I believe. Parts 3 and 4 in the Pile on My Floor series. I was talking about women. I've had more thoughts about women. Actually, most of my thoughts are about women. Because I love women. They're adorable. They're cute. They smell good. And they're cute. And they smell good. And they're women. So, I mean, shit. And I was thinking about femistatism and how odd it is that feminists call themselves feminist when, in fact, of course, feminists are the very least feminine women in existence. By the way, CYNLIBSOC.com is the address on the internet, Cynical Libertarian Society. And there's a lot of things blowing around in my head, and so I just wanted to splatter some of this out against the wall and see what sticks. Because I'm starting to form a thesis here. Another one. I have a lot of theses going on, because I do that, because I'm awesome. Because I can fucking think. I don't just believe shit that I see on television. So, back in the day, when women were feminine, and they did the things that women today can't do, such as raise their children, spend time with their children, look attractive on a daily basis, dress nice, not mutilate their bodies with tattoos and piercings, not use bad language all the time. You know, back in the days when women were feminine, for the most part, they had husbands. And the husbands provided for them. And in return, of course, the women provided to the husbands. So in a healthy marriage, and this goes all the way back to Aristotle, I've talked about this more times than I keep track of. And as somebody, I don't remember who it was, somebody in the manosphere circles pointed this out, and they said that if you want to read philosophy, try reading Aristotle, because Aristotle is the one great philosopher that nobody in the mainstream ever quotes. And that's really true, because Aristotle, out of all the philosophers, Aristotle had his shit together, I think, more than anybody else. For those of you who don't know, I've taken a lot of philosophy classes, I've read a lot of philosophy text, you know, everything from Nietzsche and, I mean, just all the Kant and all of the fucking utilitarian shit and what's his face, who I hate, Thomas Hobbes and the social con. Right, so I've waded through all of this stuff, even the Plato and the Socrates and everything. Out of everybody, Aristotle had his shit together more than anyone. And Aristotle talked about this in The Politics, which is a book you absolutely, if you have not read The Politics by Aristotle, don't even try to fucking talk to me about philosophy, because you're a goddamn idiot. And yes, there are parts in there which are completely irrelevant and totally off base, like where he talks about a musical education and how if people hear the wrong music, it fucks them up. Although, I mean, you know, if you spend your whole life listening to country music or reggae, actually, he might not actually have been that far off base, come to think of it. There is some music out there that fucks people up. Miley Cyrus. Anyway, in The Politics by Aristotle, which you need to read if you have not read it, and there's an excellent translation that I really recommend. You can also get it at patiobooks.com, I think it is, or one of the places, because it's in Creative Commons, you can find audio readings of it as well. Anyhow, Politics, Aristotle. He points out that the household is composed of men, the man, the woman, the children, and the slaves. And the point of the slaves is to do what they're told. The point of the children is to grow up to be men and women. The point of the man is to bring resources into the household. And the point of the woman is to manage the household. And this is absolutely true. And this is what, of course, feminists reject. Because when women were feminine, they recognized that, yes, I'm going to marry this man, make some kids, whatever. This man is going to go out, he's going to have a job, he's going to come home. While he's doing that, I'm going to manage the household. I'm going to raise the children. I'm going to cook the food. I'm going to clean. And you know, he's going to bring home the resources. And this is still practiced by normal people who are sane. I've talked often about the guy I know who is from, I have to get it right, Vietnam. And you know, he had to flee Vietnam, and he's still a wanted man there because he was political. And if I've told all this story before, this is a short version. If he goes back to Vietnam, they will imprison or kill him. They've tried to trick him to go back before, but he's married. He has three kids. His kids are all champion tennis players. They're all champion martial artists. It's two boys and a girl. And all of them have been to college, have engineering degrees, and have high-paying jobs. And his kids send him money every month, in addition to him working. And he has the same thing with his wife. He goes out, he works, he brings home the money. He told me straight up, he says, I make the money, I bring it home. I give my wife all the money. She gives me my allowance. I do what the fuck I want to do. She runs the house. And he's just as fucking happy as he can be. Those three kids are three of the smartest, most polite people you'll ever meet in your life. And that's why, as I've said before, the Asians are going to whip the shit out of us in the culture wars, because they have their shit together, right? The Asians aren't over there. I don't know how I got on to Asians, but we'll get back to feminism in a minute. You know, the Asians aren't over there passing fucking ADHD law or ADA laws and telling their kids they have ADHD and drugging their children and telling women they don't need men and all this other shit. They're gonna fucking destroy us, because the Asians that I know have strong family structures, and they take care of their kids, and they take care of each other. And you know, when the shit hits the fan, and you fucking, I'm getting ahead of myself, when the shit hits the fan and the economy collapses and your welfare checks don't show up anymore, you're gonna be fucked. The Asians aren't, because they're gonna have their shit together. And I'm sure that's racist for me to say that, because I'm stereotyping Asians. And that's exactly the kind of mentality that's going to lead to your downfall. Because any Asians listening to this are thinking, yeah, that white boy's right. We are going to whip your fucking asses. Okay? And they're not going to get, they don't get offended by the truth, because they're not a bunch of goddamn giant fucking manginas. All right. So anyway, at one time here in the United States, we had feminine women. And we had a culture much like that. The man brought home the money, the woman ran the household. Was it perfect? No, of course it wasn't perfect, but it worked pretty fucking well. Flash forward to today, where we have the women who think they don't need men anymore, they want to be independent, all this other shit, yet you'll notice, and nothing I'm about to say here is really original to me, other than perhaps, I can't remember for sure the whole concept with government as the father. I don't really want to say I thought of that on my own, because I probably got influences from elsewhere. But I know I've put that thesis forth in the past before delving further into this. The rest of this has come from other sources. Sorry, I got distracted there. That's what I get for having fucking Twitter stream up on the computer while I'm trying to record. So the feminist, the women transition to this thing where they don't want their dependence on men anymore. They want to be strong, independent women, yada, yada, yada. But they still need to have somebody to provide for them, because women, as I've talked about in the past, women cannot provide for themselves. This is where this tail hooks in on the previous stating the obvious. I talked about in literature where women characters are always passive and don't do anything. I've talked so many times in the past about the reason why women don't quote-unquote make history is because women will not challenge women will not challenge society, because a woman's focus is on community, and to have community you have to be accepted by other people. And if you challenge the status quo, you aren't going to be accepted by other people, right? So in the South, in the United States, back in the day, you know, when people like me all owned slaves and everything, because we're all racist, right? If you were a woman and you thought slavery was wrong, you didn't stand up and say slavery was wrong because everybody around you thought that slavery was not wrong, and therefore you don't challenge it. You see the same thing today with political correctness, with women going to college. None of them are going to stand up and challenge the notion that all men are rapists. Because if you're a woman and you say, well, I'm not really sure all men are rapists, should we really be making that kind of a broad generalized statement about this segment of the population? Because everybody around you believes that, they're going to ostracize you. And as a woman, your main priority is fitting into the community around you. Your main priority is to conform with the community around you. And that's just the way it is. And as I've said before, this is not to say a large number of men don't fit into exactly the same category, right? Because if men were not interested in conforming, we'd have a lot more social change. It's just that men are likely to be less... Men are more likely to be less interested in conforming. That's why the little bit of social progress we have is driven primarily by men. That's why the anarcho-capitalist movement right now is driven primarily by men. Because to stand up right now today in the year 2014 and say that taxation is theft, you know, if you're a woman and you say that, your friends, because your friends are other feminists and they're selfish, petty little fucking cunts just like you are, you know, they're going to reject you for pointing out that taxation is theft. If you stand up and you say Obama is murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots, these other feminazis are going to reject you and ostracize you because they're in love with Obama, because they see Obama as their father figure, because they see the government as their father figure. And so we've moved to this point in our society because here, I'm getting to my thesis any minute now. I have to keep things on target. We're 12 minutes or so into this, and I'm finally getting to the point. That's pretty normal for all of my podcasts. We've moved to this point in society where women no longer have, and a large number, obviously there are exceptions, women no longer are dependent upon the husband to provide the resources which they are going to use to manage the household. They have become dependent instead upon the corporations which provide them with jobs and goods, and the government which provides them with welfare and passes laws that give them special privileges. So what they've done is they've essentially transferred the burden of supporting them from one man who would be their husband with whom they would have sex and with whom they would exchange, you know, love and romance and mutual support. Because remember, in a good marriage, it's not just, well, the man brings home the resources and the woman manages the household. The two of them mutually support each other. I was about to say I don't have to explain what a healthy marriage should be like, and then I realized it's 2014 and most of you out there are fucking dysfunctional idiots who are on medication for your fucked up personalities. I probably do have to explain what a good marriage would look like. You know, in a good marriage, the man and the woman would respect each other, they would support each other, they would talk about their problems, they would work things out together. All this other sort of stuff, I'm not really going to go into it right now because I don't have time and that's not what this is about. But it's not like marriage today where you get married and then the woman fucks other men and then she gets a divorce and takes half of everything the guy has. That's not what a healthy marriage, relationship, whatever you want to call it, should look like. So anyhow, we've moved to this point where women, instead of now being dependent upon the one man they're married to bring in the resources, they have transferred that dependency to all of the men in society at large. Specifically, all of the men in society who work for a living and pay taxes, which is, you know, but it's less than 50% of the people in the United States actually pay income tax. But what they've done is they've taken their dependency and they've spread it out, and then they channel it. Instead of marrying one man, and this one man is responsible for supporting you through the mechanism of marriage, what they've done is they've created a situation where all of the men who work for a living and actually create wealth and create value are responsible for financing them through the mechanism of their corporate jobs, where they have jobs that are essentially useless because they have degrees in shit like child psychology and international studies, which that seems to be a booming one. I've met a lot of college girls lately who are majoring in international studies. It's like the new underwater basket weaving degree, right? Or they major in shit like journalism or psychology or what, you know, just these worthless liberal arts shit, you know, fashion design and stuff. And of course, through the government. So all of the men out there who actually have useful degrees like in engineering and stuff, and all the men out there who actually work and create value like plumbers and electricians and carpenters, all these men are paying for these women via the mechanism of, you know, so you have this company, you've got the men out there doing the actual work, but then you have this HR department, which is laden with women who are just completely fucking worthless and can't do anything of value in the real world. And so they go work in the HR department. Well, it's the men who work at this company who are the engineers designing the products. They're the ones bringing in the money. The women in the HR department are parasites on these guys. And of course, the women on welfare and the women who get WIC, these are all parasites on the government, which is parasites on the taxpayers. And of course, you've got all the women who are receiving child support, right? Because they got some guy pregnant. I mean, they got some guy pregnant. Well, that would be a feat. Honey, if you can get a guy pregnant, that's impressive. That's impressive. I want to see this. They got pregnant by some guy and then left him, or they got pregnant by some guy without him knowing it because they lied about being on birth control, or they got pregnant by this guy over here, but they lied and said the baby belongs here. But the point is they're getting child support payments, which again are enforced by the power of the state. The state is forcing the man to pay these payments. So the feminist of today, as opposed to the feminine woman of yesterday, is receiving all of her resources via the corporation and via the government, essentially via the state. So now here's where my brain is going. So the fact that the women nowadays only have to please the corporation and only have to please the state, they no longer have to please a man, this is why they've become fat. This is why they've become ugly. This is why they dress like homeless people. This is why they do all this body modifications. This is why they have shitty personalities. Because they no longer have to be attractive to a specific man, because they have the corporation and the government, which is going to give them resources no matter what. And so there's no reason for the feministatist of 2014 to have any kind of standards about how she looks, how she behaves, what she smells like, how she raises her children, anything. She need have no standards at all, because the money is going to show up. She's in no danger of being dumped. And nobody's going to tell her, you know, put some fucking clothes on, do your hair, fucking stop sticking all that pieces of metal in your face, stop making babies. Hell, she's encouraged to make babies. It doesn't even matter if she knows who the father is. She still gets more money for it. So it's the ability of the femistatist to be dependent, not on a husband, but to be dependent upon the corporations and the government for her resources that allows her to let herself go to shit. Thesis that I put forth based on everything I've said here. When, not if, but when the economic collapse comes to the United States, when the government starts to disintegrate, like it did in the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, and keep that in mind, because if I remember, I'm going to come back to that. When all of this starts to fall apart, right, when corporations, like when I worked at CSU, when they were going through this massive budget crisis, which oddly enough, they seem to have lots of money now. But anyhow, they were laying people off like crazy. And one of the departments where even CSU started slaughtering people, laying them off, transferring them away, was the HR department. So when the economic crunch comes, when these big corporations are looking at, well, shit, you know, we are running out of money. We've got to fucking cut the payroll. They're not going to fire the engineers. They're not going to fire the janitors. They're not going to fire the CEO. They're going to get rid of the people in the organization who are the most useless to the organization. Guess what? You can't run a business without engineers or whatever business you're doing, right? I hate to break this to you, you can't run a business without janitors. Those of you who think the janitorial staff are somebody to look down on, you're a fucking idiot. Okay, I want to see you run a fucking corporate headquarters building without the janitorial staff. Good luck with that, motherfucker. Good fucking luck. You can't run it without the CEO. Somebody's got to be in charge. You know who the most worthless department in every single fucking corporation in America is? The most worthless department. Oh, it's not sales. It's not the sales department. It's not the R&D department. It's the HR department. It's the place where all the women flock to. When the economic crunch comes, HR departments around the United States are all going to be sent packing. It's going to be mostly women. When the economic crunch comes and the government starts to collapse, one of the first things, at some point it's going to get hard enough, the first group of people the government is going to jettison is, again, going to be the most worthless group of people. Who do you think those are? Welfare recipients. Social Security people. People receiving Social Security benefits. Women, infants, and children. The WIC payments. The food stamps. The welfare. And eventually, at some point, the resources to make sure that if the man isn't paying child support, that he goes to jail. All of that is going to start to collapse. And all of that money is going to dry up. And so all of these femistatists who are right now, you know, these independent, proud women who get WIC benefits and get food stamps and work at the welfare office, HR department, welfare office. They're about the same fucking thing, actually. All of you who work in the HR department for a man, the CEO is ultimately a man. All of these women are suddenly going to find themselves without the resources that they've been receiving. And what's going to happen at this point is, On a trend level, on a national level, I mean, it's not like individual women are going to lose their job and lose their WIC payment and suddenly transform. I mean, they're going to turn into bitter old fucking pieces of shit. Oh, wait, they already are. I repeat myself. But what's going to happen on a national level is that as the younger women see this change coming and they see the things that they thought were going to be their source of income drying up, they're going to have to revert back to receiving, my brain is seizing up because I can't think of the word I'm looking for. Resources. Fuck. Why is this so hard? Resources. They're going to have to, you know, back the Aristotelian model. The man brings the resources into the home. The woman manages the resources. Okay. As all of the systems that currently provide women with resources, the corporations and the government, as they collapse, as they fall apart, as it all disintegrates, women, because they're not going to be capable of getting their own resources, They're not. You're not. You know good as well as that you have three fucking kids by two different daddies. You have no fucking skills. You have a degree in some shit like international relations or something. You can't go get a fucking real job. you can get a minimum wage job, but how are you going to pay the fucking babysitter? Paying the babysitter will take all of your goddamn money from your minimum wage job. Okay, you're not going to be, when the WIC dries up, and when the food stamps dry up, and when the man who isn't the father of any of your children stops paying child support because the court doesn't give a shit anymore because they're collapsing, and when you lose your HR job, you're not going to have any way to bring in resources. You don't have any fucking skills. And you've got three fucking kids. So as all of this dries up, women on a national level are going to see that the sugar daddy that's provided for them all this time is dead. And they're going to have to transform back to getting their resources from a husband. They're going to have to transition back to a more traditional form of living. And you know what that's going to necessitate? It's going to necessitate women having to have a pleasant personality. And they're going to have to learn how to wear nice clothing. And they're going to have to stop sticking metal in their faces and getting tattoos. And worst of all, they're going to have to lose weight. Because men who are potential husbands, good men who have good jobs and have a lot of money, which is the ones that women will be seeking in this time of economic collapse, they're not going to be marrying the guy who works at Starbucks, they're going to be seeking out men who have money. And men who have money, unless they're just stupid or really beta or whatever, don't marry fat, ugly chicks. So this is going to be a good thing in the end, because the economic collapse not only will have a good chance of bringing about actual anarchy and freedom in the legal fiction known as the United States, but it's also going to set up a situation where women are going to be forced to stop stuffing so much fucking chocolate cake in their mouths. And American women might again become attractive, pleasant, nice people to be around. And then here's another part of my thesis, and I don't know virtually jack squat about the situation in Eastern Europe, but there's all these hot chicks in Eastern Europe. Like, it's insane how hot you see these Eastern European chicks are. See, I can't even talk just thinking about it. Here's what I wonder, because they've gone through their economic collapse. Communism failed. Right, the government was providing everything over there. You think about the old days of the Soviet Union, and you think about the women in the Soviet Union, you think about the old fat women with the shawl over their head, and they're wearing their coat standing in line to get bread. I mean, it's this stereotypical thought that comes into your mind if you were alive when the Soviet Union existed. Now, when you think about Russian women, you think about fucking tall, blonde hotties in dance clubs. So why is it that Eastern European women are so fucking hot? And from what I hear, have personalities and are pleasant. Well, maybe it's because over there, the system that was providing them with resources previously, the government, collapsed. And so for those women to get resources, they had to start appealing to men. So think about this. Our future in the legal fiction known as the United States, like in 20 years, if we're lucky, God, I hope it happens within 20 years, if the economic collapse happens and completes, and like just everything falls apart in, say, the next 10 years, 20 years from now, we could be living in a country filled with little hotties like they have over in Eastern Europe right now. My God, it would be just fucking glorious.